This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Monday, July 19th. Well, it was a solid week last week for wheat. We were strongly higher and held strong into the close on Friday, where corn and soybeans were under a little bit of pressure on Friday. Not a lot, but unable to really maintain that upward momentum as we pushed against some notable resistance. But in wheat, we're holding strong, and of course, fundamentals are really lining up on the bullish side. But for the week, we had Kansas City, December up 57 cents, Minneapolis was up 98, Chicago up 76, so pretty healthy numbers there. Corn was up 35, soybeans up 63. And of course, weather is 99% of the reason here. We did see world prices back off a little bit last week. Those are starting to bump up this week as we look at U.S. prices surging higher. We look at some notable weather problems around the world. But here in the United States is where it's really centered. And of course, that stretches up into Canada. But the Northern Plains just baking under intense heat. That goes up into the Canadian prairies as well. So the spring wheat crop is all but dead across most of the major growing region. That stretches from Montana all the way over to Minnesota and up into the prairies and down into South Dakota. I mean, all of spring wheat country is being affected by this. And of course, the PNW is where this started, and that was heavily affecting the white wheat crop as well. And that stretches into corn and soybean country as you get into North Dakota, Minnesota, of course, South Dakota, northern half of Iowa. All of that is engulfed in this massive heat dome, and it's been dry. The forecast coming up, it continues the pattern. It's going to be in the hundreds most of this week across the northern plains, and they're not going to get much rain in that kind of environment. That stretches, of course, into Iowa, where the next 2 weeks there's very little rain forecast, and you're going to be in the heart of pollination in Iowa and then moving north right as that heat dome is settling over that country. So this is posing a pretty serious problem for corn and beans, but for wheat, that is just exacerbating the problem. Spring wheat production declines are rampant here in the U.S. and in Canada, and it's actually changing the dynamics of the entire wheat complex worldwide. This is a huge drop in production of a very limited supply of a very important type of wheat. Of course, hard red spring wheat is your higher protein wheat. Is the demand for that is pretty inelastic, and supply is grown just in, you know, the region that's in the heart of this heat dome. So Minneapolis, of course, has been the leader in wheat to the upside, and that stands to reason on its own. The concern that I've had and still have is that if corn gets swept up in this heat dome, then it's going to be the leader to the upside. And then Chicago wheat will likely perform better than Minneapolis wheat in that environment. And we'll know that over the next 3 or 4 weeks. So that's the concern I have. Otherwise, it's Minneapolis is by far the best performer of the wheat complex. So you just have to be careful if you're trading the spreads that Chicago wheat could come out of the blue and eclipse Minneapolis as far as performance on the upside, simply because the corn market is in trouble. The corn crop is in trouble. And soybeans, too, are getting swept up in this because of the huge amount of canola that's grown in Canada. It's in as much trouble as the spring wheat crop, and that's a vegetable oil that supplements the entire world's veg oil supply. So we're looking at soybeans kind of becoming a better performer here, at least in the near term, or at least in the recent past, simply because of the heat in Canada. Now, again, you know, corn could easily just explode higher. And what we see in the price action, we're up on the night session, but we're stalling again in corn and beans at the low end of the gap that was established a couple weeks ago already now. And we've bumped up against that several times last week. We're up against it again today on the night session. So the market is holding its own here. We're unable to really push beyond that. I do think if that happens, you're going to see a pile of traders coming into the market, or a gap higher, or something that takes us above that significant resistance that is really holding the market in check for corn, in particular corn. For soybeans, it's more of a swing high from the 1st of July. We're just starting to creep above that in the front month, August, but SEP and November have yet to do that. But again, that's a significant resistance. If we start to break above that, I think you see a lot of traders coming into the market. Now, when you specifically look at wheat, we did gap higher on the night session in Chicago and Minneapolis. Kansas City, not quite there. And it too is now in Chicago, we're gapping above that July 1 high. In Minneapolis, we eclipsed that high over a week ago. So we're just into new territory in the Minneapolis market. In Kansas City, we're right at that high. The night session took us to the July 1 high. So Kansas City has been a little bit of a laggard here. And again, that's because Minneapolis is the leader. And if corn's going to take off, Chicago will be your leader. Kansas City just is following along at this point. What I would say is I think ultimately Kansas City performs better than Chicago in the bigger picture, because this heat dome that's resting over the northern plains is starting to stretch down south, and it's engulfing Nebraska now, and it's forecast to get into Kansas, Oklahoma. That sets the stage for some pretty dry conditions heading into the fall planting. In addition, you have great moisture conditions in soft red country. We look at the likelihood of getting more double crop acres in for soft red and soybeans next year, as we did this year. So I think that the supply situation starts to increase more for soft red, decrease for hard red, so that changes those spreads around. So if you do get the spike up in the spreads with Chicago gaining against Kansas City here over these next couple weeks, then I think that's a huge opportunity to put on that spread, buying Kansas City and selling Chicago. For now, Minneapolis is still leading over Chicago, but there's another one that you would want to be very careful with, that if you get a correction there, that sets up an opportunity. But we're already at $2 over, two plus over on the Decembers. You still could go higher, but it's already moved, a buck and a half just in the last month or so. Pretty impressive run. And on top of all that, a very strong futures market basis is improving as well. So that is a huge sign that this bull market has a huge, strong foundation to it. If you got the futures moving higher, the basis moving higher, your cash market is leading the way, obviously. And what we're seeing is in the harvest that has come through the southern and central plains, much of that wheat went directly to the feedlots, right off the combine. So there's not a lot in storage. And it wasn't a lot of real high protein wheat either. There's a lot of heavy test weights. Rain took some of that away. But the proteins were in the 11s. So, not what you would want to see. It wasn't horrible, but there were a fair amount of 10s as well. In the northern plains, it's going to be, tough to make. You're going to have some heavy wheat, but it'll be, and you might get some high pros, but the yield is just going to be horrible. And so I think that the basis, especially for spring wheat, would probably continue to stay strong. And even though your futures are surging as well. So what this tells us is that the demand is there, that this market has turned into a bona fide, well-structured bull market. You've got your demand base, you've got a supply issue going on, and this just adds fuel to that fire. We already had that in corn and soybeans with the demand-driven bull market since last fall. And then we had some production shortages that came on late in the season. I think the trade's going to be much more attuned to weather problems or dry conditions in August than it was last year, and it's looking like that's going to be the case for corn and soybeans. So, it's all about weather as we move forward, but the demand is there. We're in the middle of July. We're in the middle of harvest around the rest of the Northern Hemisphere. Yields coming out of Southern Russia are a little bit less than expected. So that's added an undertone of bullishness to the wheat market and part of what's pushing Chicago wheat higher as well. Then, of course, you've got the heavy rains and flooding across Western Europe, and that's causing a significant amount of human loss, which is heartbreaking, but it's also creating some damage to the crops there. They're mature, ready to be harvested, and now you've got rain and flooding on them. We know what that does to the wheat crop. So that's also underpinning the wheat market. So this wheat market has quickly turned into a strong bull market. It was simmering. It was tagging along with corn and soybeans, which have established their own bull market months ago. And now the wheat market has, it can stand on its own two legs. Even if beans and corn fell apart, the wheat market would hold. It would correct, but it would hold our lows, our harvest lows. And I think this sets the stage for a long-term bull market as we head into the Southern Hemisphere's production season, which is getting underway. Argentina is just about wrapped up with their winter wheat planting, and they're going to ramp it up. Plantings are the biggest they've been in over 20 years, and they're projecting about a 20.5 million ton crop, which is up 3 million from last year. So they're looking at big numbers coming out of Argentina. We just have to see what Mother Nature dishes out. But for now, and even if they did get 20 million tons, it's not going to be enough to offset what we're losing in spring wheat alone here, not to mention what we're losing in Europe and the Black Sea region. So it would certainly help tone down a little bit, but I do think that you're going to see wheat prices just continue to work their way higher, whether or not we get a weather market that really ramps up in corn and soybeans in these next few weeks. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.